Macmillan Audio presents A Song Below Water by Bethany C. Morrow, read by Jennifer Harrelson and Andrea Lang.
To Jennifer, my Effie. 1. Tavia. It feels redundant to be at the pool on a rainy Saturday, even though it's spring and even though it's Portland, but maybe I'm just more of a California snob than I want to be. Back home, I went to the beach on more than one cloudy day. I'd stand on the cold sand, burrowing my toes beneath the surface as though there'd be some warmth there, and I'd listen, just like I'm doing now. I always close my eyes, and today's no exception. It's never made a difference, but it's part of the ritual. And I guess it must mean something that I did it even before I knew there was a way for living sirens to listen for their dead. It was one of the first things I learned when I finally found the network. So despite my lack of results thus far, I close my eyes now too. The problem is, I don't know exactly what I'm listening for. The story goes that sirens originated by the water, that once we used our calls to damn seamen, and that when we die, our voices return to the sea. If the mythos is to be believed, and as far as any non-magic people are concerned, most of it isn't, I should be able to hear my grandmother here. Here, Portland, not here, Southwest Community Center, specifically. I mean, I'm at an indoor pool with all of its colorfully elaborate water features that nobody is enjoying because my play sister is the only person doing laps. Even if sirens' voices really do return to the water, they probably don't go to chlorinated bodies of it.